Blog Talk Radio. welcome to the Care to Read Room. Welcome friends, newcomers, and all to a segment of Up From Slavery, dealing with the Renaissance of the mid-40s. I interrupt these airways to bring you a special feature that will be coming in as a prelude of our new segment that will be hitting the 1st of March. Yes, I interrupt these airways. You have your Omega 7 coming to you live from my living room. And these segments will be without commercials, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be using this airways time specifically as a prelude of what is to come. So how is everybody doing on this Friday? You know this is Friday, and we thank God that Friday is finally here. One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that I wanted to bring to your attention that I do not want to exclude is information about the African consciousness as we introduce to you the conscious concept of Yoruba. We want to persist with the language of Yoruba. We want to definitely persist with the talking cure. So we've decided to add a unique part to our talking cure where we're still using the language and doing our prayers, but specifically in Yoruba. So if you can bear with us today, we're going to take these airway times to do the prayer properly with the language, so that you can get the gist of the concept of this room, which is Yoruba focus, focus in on African centeredness. And we don't want to lose those concepts. Therefore, today we're bringing you this segment with the concentrated part on the talking cure done in the Yoruba language. We know spirit can never die, ladies and gentlemen. And as I told you, these will be uninterrupted commercials, without commercials, straight through to give us a little bit more time. We know the spirit never dies, and we must continue to say that. And if we continue to make that religious philosophy statement through our rituals, if we remember then that the physical deceased members of the family continue to be a part of our family, and we are assured of immortality. And that's what we want to make sure of, that we understand that we can never die, because we become immortal when we remember that spirit never dies. In order for the family to be healthy, its continuity is important to make the wholeness, and we must continually experience and understand that we call on the ancestors that we keep in touch with our sacred origins, and we must perform the rituals. The rituals have to be performed in this room, ladies and gentlemen. I simply cannot skimp on the rituals. And I feel that because I've not been using the language, I have been skimping on the rituals. I don't want to do that. I may have to leave some other portions of it out, but I must use the language to keep the gesture of bringing forth the ancestors, of the ancestor communion. And we must do this daily. A ritual of spiritual union and communication must be performed in this room. I am an ancestral child, and I'm committed to that. The continuation of spiritual essence of the physical deceased also manifests itself materially, and that's what helps us to materialize things in our life. The spirit of the ancestors take physical form in us, ladies and gentlemen, in the new babies that are born. And when these new babies come into the community, they usher in a bloodline of our ancestors. Babies are therefore not new, but they are old people, but they're representation of the timeless regeneration of the human. The elders of the community do not die, ladies and gentlemen. They recycle through our newborn children, but upon physical death are we born into the spiritual realm of the ancestors. And we want to keep that in mind. And let's see, when we look at the cycle, and the circle is never broken because the child comes right back through the elders. We do not worship our ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. Our belief is not to worship ancestral spirit. We commune with them. And in this room, when you hear me pray, I will be doing the prayer in Yoruba. We are communing with our ancestors, not worshiping them. And we must always remember to pour water to the ground so that it is cool, a cool place before us as we travel down the road. That water sanctions the ground because it is required by all priests and priestesses that they pour water to the ground before they perform any prayer. So we cannot leave out those most important things, ladies and gentlemen. And as we call on the diasporas and the cardinal direction, it's important that we understand that we are asking the wind to direct us in all paths which way we will go. The ancestor worship is a wrong nomenclature. We should say communing with our ancestors, but a manifestation of an unbroken family. And because we are a family relations organization, we want our family to be knitted back together, an unbroken family relationship between the parents who are departed from the world and the offsprings who are still here. We are uniting those parties back together, and that is the essence of this room, and simply nothing else. If you can gain anything else, it's excess, but our main purpose in the Care to Read room is to reunite families back together by bringing the deceased loved ones back together with those that are still here present in this day and time to reunite them. Oladulamare is the god of the African people. Oladulamare is who we must give homage to before we pray to any ancestors or any deceased loved one. Oladulamare is the godhead who fashioned and created the earth. Then we have Ori, who sits on our head. He is the god with the big head full of wisdom who consults with us. We must remember our traditions, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to forsake them just because we have a few more poems to read or a few more information to give. We interrupted this airway to come back to our first love, and that is our communion with our ancestors. Let us begin to stop and meditate now and count breaths. If you will count breaths with me as I take deep breaths and meditate to get myself in the frame of reference to go into the talking cure. Taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, breathing in and out, allowing God to permeate our aura, allowing ourselves to surrender and allow the spirits to speak through to us. I'll synchronize my vital signs as you synchronize yours with mine. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you will go with me into the talking cure now, I would like to go right into the pouring of the libation. I must wash my hands and face because I cannot enter into a communion with my ancestors with a stale face. As I wash my hands and face, ladies and gentlemen, I must remember that this segment of the show is very important, that when you rise in the morning, you wash your face. Then you pour water to the ground. That is to make your way cool and the path that you must travel. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the east, and I say libations. I pour libations to the north, I say libation. I pour libations to the south, and I say libation. Ladies and gentlemen, you must rise in the morning with a prayer. As you rise in the morning with your prayer, it is important that your Ifa teacher teaches you to dobale your creator. And you say hello to your creator. If Ifa teaches that we should worship our Ashe before we worship Orisha, Obatala, and Ayeye, we must go before Oladulamare and say the prayer. Oladulamare Mojuba. Mojuba, Oladulamare Mojuba, Olojo Oni Mojuba, Ilede Ewa Mojuba, Oba Tusede Ewa Olorum, Oba Oloni, Oba Olone, Oba Titi, Oba Lele. Oladulamare, we praise you. Owner of this day, I praise you. Creator of the world, I praise you. King who is able to create the earth and heaven. King today, King tomorrow, King forever and ever. Iba, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe. Onurumalede, Orumala, Mojuba, Oni Mojuba, Ilefun, Oni. Oladulama Ray's prayers are done first. Olurum Elede, Oladulama Ray, I praise you. Today is the offspring of Olafun. Tomorrow is the offspring of Olafun. The day after tomorrow is the offspring of Olafun. We whose being spread over the whole extension of the earth, the owner of the mat that is never folded up, the prosper who wielders the scepter, the king of supernatural attributes, the king whose works are done in perfection. Olurum alone is wise. Olurum alone is wise. The king who dwells above the executive judgment in silence. Homage, O, homage, O, homage, O. After the invocations to the Almighty One, it is the primordial forces that we should first appraise before praying to Orisha. And we'd say, for example, Baba ini, ase, ashe, iye ini, ase, ashe, ori ini, ni ashe, ashe, iking ini, ashe, ashe, oladulama re ini, ashe, mojubu, ashe, iba, baba, iba yeye, baba, ori oluma, O Baba, Ashe Mojuba. In exchange, it reads, one's father is one's Ashe. One's mother is one's Ashe. One's Owi is one's Ashe. One's Iking is one Ashe. The Supreme One is Ashe. All primordial forces, I praise you. Homage to father, homage to mother, homage to mother, father. My Owi, save me. Save me, my Father, I praise you. That is a prayer that is done throughout the day. Then you have the morning prayer. It was the Odu that revealed the Oromala that was taught the morning prayer. And the morning prayer goes like this. Oromala, Ejewore, Oromala, I offer you morning greetings. In the name of my Father, Odu, just as you wake up every morning to offer greetings to Oladulama Ray, the creator and the father of all experience. I thank you for the beginning, for bringing me here, to the beginning of another day, for guarding me through my sleep, to see this morning and to look forward to the chores of another day. I thank you most especially for not allowing me to offer my fellow men throughout yesterday. I thank you for not allowing me to offend my fellow men today, because you have ordained to serve Ashe according to the divine laws. Your children should be able to tell you every morning that they have succeeded in resisting the temptation to do any wrong against Oladulama Ray. The 200 divinities, all the children of Olurum, Ilede, Oladulama Ray, and the society in which they live. Furthermore, in accordance with your injunction, I have restrained from avenging all wrong done to me by my relations, friends, and foes, and help me also to neutralize all evil plans against me, just as you will neutralize all evil that I might be tempted to plan against my fellow men. Because as you have proclaimed, that is the universal secret of long life and enduring prosperity. Protect me today, as always, from all danger. That is the morning prayer. And evils in above that abound me, place of work, and any in interaction with others, and any one that would try to harm me. And touch the ground with your head, ladies and gentlemen, in obedience to Oromala, that is what he does to Ashe every morning, which earns him the title of the Kiro. That is the divinity that wakes up every morning to give thanks and praise to the Almighty One on behalf of himself, all his children and followers. That is why he is adjoined to adherent to the same to him every morning, as long as they are able to offer such prayers in good faith and conviction. He promises to protect him throughout their lives. This Odu prayer and instruction was taken from Ifa's training. You must abide by that, ladies and gentlemen. There are no two ways about it. There must be a morning prayer and an evening. And it was one more again that a few of your humble servants have come before you, knees bent and bodies bowed, in the most humble manner that we know. We want to thank you, blessed Lord, for our last night's lying down and our morning's rest. We thank you for watching over us all night long. And you say those prayers, and you begin to say your morning prayers. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, clothing us in our right mind and with the proper exercise of our limbs. We're thankful to the many thousands gone up before us and whose shoulders we stand on. We pray blessings, Lord, that they rise even higher in the spiritual realm. We pray blessings, Lord, that we abide forever within the inner courts of heaven in the presence of Oludulamare, almighty infinite Lord of all worlds. We pray that the countless millions who died during the catastrophic will find their way back home. We pray that they find a cool place with plenty of shade. We pray that they find a holy land filled with peace and love. We pray that our unborn children will find a better place down here in this enduring suffering market. We pray that you continue.